Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing tonight, girl?
I'm doing good. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for calling right in Royalty Radio. This is our Spotlight Author Friday edition with me and my wonderful co-host, Miss Tony.
Yes, I'm excited to have everyone in the house tonight. I'm excited for this new avenue to spotlight these upcoming authors and already established authors. It's just going to be a fun night. Just you and I, girl, and the world of Writing Royalty Radio.
That's right. How was your week?
Oh, my week has been so busy. You know, we've been busy with the show, first and foremost, but I've also been busy at work. I just can't catch a break, just grinding day and day and day. But it's a good thing. I like staying busy. Keeps my mind active. How's your week?
It's been busy as well. I'm glad I'm finished with school, so.
I know you are.
Have to do homework.
That's a good thing.
It feels weird, though. I know. Just showing the road.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, welcome everyone once again to our Friday night author spotlight edition of Writing Royalty Radio. My name is Tony, and I am one of the two fabulous hosts tonight, me and Miss Yesha. She's over to my right, but I just want to welcome everyone in, and we have a hot topic, kind of a hot topic, you know, something different, and it's all in the way you approach it, but I'm excited to hear how our listeners are going to respond to it. The topic is bookitis. So everyone get that in their head. Bookitis. What does that mean to you? Lisha, want to introduce yourself one more time and tell me what you think of bookitis?
Absolutely. My name is Lisha. For those who don't know me, I am the head of Writing Royalty Promotions, as well as the head promoter for Nini Capri and Boss Lady Publishing. I run four groups on Facebook. And bookitis to me is, whether it's a series or the end of the series or whatever book you're reading, but you're so full now for the last 3 or 4 hours, you've been on the end of your chair, your stomach is in knots, you probably done fell out the chair depending on what's going on. By the time you finish, your mouth is wide open, your mouth is dry. You're like, oh, my goodness. And it's like you can't pick up another book at least a week or two after.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you got the, it's that book where it's like, I can't read anything else after this. And anything I'm reading before it, I stop. Because I've got to read this book.
Mm-hmm. Because it just came out or something. Well, I've experienced that quite a bit, and especially with Nene and Cash's books.
Cash.
You know, you could,
yes.
Like you say, you could be in the middle of something. It's like as soon as it drops, you one clicking, and yeah, I could be up all night knowing I got to be up early in the morning to go to work.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you can even have those books that stand alone, and you get so into it, and the characters, they're such a part of your life that you, even though it may not be a series, you want it to become a series because you don't want it to end.
Exactly. You know those books. Those are the books where it's supposed to come out at midnight, so you waiting, but it don't. You know, Amazon sometimes. Bless their heart, Amazon. Sometimes they just don't, you know. So you up until like 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning waiting on that one book.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it don't come by 5, you're so depressed, like, oh, my God. I wish they were whole head on and just let the book out, let it out. So, yes, I have had that bookitis as well.
Well,
especially
I know you
on
have bookitis
book.
With a book that I'm reading. I'm reading Bebo's new book, I Used to Love Our Girl. It's so good, so good. So I'm not going to rub that in your face because I know you have a bookitis right now and you don't even have the book.
Hey, right. You know what? I just really feel some kind of way, Amazon. If Amazon is listening, I feel some kind of way that I pre-ordered my book in February and I don't have it. But I got 2 emails. I got an email that told me I would get it next Friday, an email that told me I would get it on Monday. But in the meantime, everybody around me is getting a book. So it's, and then they're telling me it's good. So it's like, man.
It is good. I'm really enjoying it. You know, sometimes you just want to have a time where you could just dedicate it to just reading, you know, just reading. That's the beauty of it. You could just get into that book and into those characters, and they just come to life around you. It's like an escapism for me.
They take over your mind, yes. They take over your mind, your thought process. That's why you do have books where sometimes it's just words on the paper, and I really don't like reading those type of books because I can't visualize what it is that the author is trying to express. I can't play it back in my mind. I can't play it out in my mind. All I'm looking at is a bunch of words. I don't like those books because it's hard for me to play it out and become part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes,
bring it to life.
Yes, shout out to Aaron Bebo. I hear you got a banger on your hands, Mr. Bebo. And I'm waiting for Till My Casket Drops. That's going to be another book I just booked.
Yeah, that's been on a long time coming, but it's going to be so well worth it. You know, the
April the 18th.
Next Friday. The last book I just is we were all excited about was the Trust No B series. Girl. That I had to go back and read the whole series just to bring myself back up to par and up to date with everything. And even the second and third time around, those series are like,
I feel excited. Right.
Yeah. You can hear it in my voice. It's like, oh, man, I didn't catch that the first time. Oh,
yes.
How did I miss that? But that's
and
another book. Oh. Tainted.
I fell out of my chair with that kitchen scene and Tainted. Go right on out of my chair. Yes, I did.
That's another one I can't wait. And when I got to the last word, I'm like, no, Nene didn't just end it right there. Oh, I felt some kind of way.
Absolutely. You scrolling down on your Kindle like, is this it? Did I not get the whole file? Yes, absolutely.
It's like, right? How much did I get the whole book? Something has to be missing. It just can't end right there. It can't.
Absolutely. But you know who else books do that? Ashley and Jaquavis books.
Now,
Cartel.
Believe it or not, I haven't read any of this.
You haven't?
No.
You know
what? I haven't.
We're going to have to get you going on with the Diamond Fam because, you know, I love Cartel, and I can't wait for the new one to come out. Can't wait. The Bella Mafia, this is going to be so good. But Murderville,
Oh, my goodness. Their books give you book guidance. Where? Yes. I'm going to have to hook you up.
We gonna have it. You got to have at least one AJ book in your Kindle. Got to have at least one.
I did read Sian Phillips, and if she's her protege, I definitely got to get my hands on something, because The Last King, that was another book that can give you bookitis.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoyed The Last King, and it's really good to have it on your Kindle, because you can download the next book right there or just have it waiting for you when you're finished. So that was another good series. Shout out to Sian Phillips.
And Wahida Clark, too. She has, if you haven't read any of her books, telling you right now, Clubhouse, you got to get a Wahida Clark book in your hand. She actually has, go ahead, Tony.
It's funny you should say that, because when she came to New York and when I had met her and Nene, I actually got a book from her, The Thugs and the Women Who Loved Them, signed by them. Beautiful Miss Wahida Clark. So that's in my library. It is held dear to my heart.
Absolutely. Well, you know, she has the Payback. The Payback series is coming back. So she has I can't wait because the cover is hot. But it's called Blood, Sweat, and Tears Payback.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this might be the last one, but I am super excited. The first time I read the Payback series, though, It was a little much, and I was like, I didn't know if I was going to be able to finish it. But I just went on, and I kept on. And I don't. When I say a little much, sometimes when you read certain things, it could be a little bit over your head, you know, just a little bit over your experience level in life, just a little over your head. And I think that's what it was. But once I got over that first book, I was good. And I read all of the Payback series. I've read all of the Thug series. Yes. Actually, Wahida Clark and Ashley and the Clevis were both one of the first books I ever read. And I've only been reading on a constant basis for maybe about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And but they were the first two books I read. I read the Thug series backwards. Because I worked in a call center. And everybody would just bring their books. So that series was so popular that the only book I could read was the one that somebody didn't have, which was the very last book. So I actually read that book series starting at the very last book, Justify My Thug. That was the first book I read, and then I had to go back and double back around when it was my turn. But, yes, love Wahida Clark.
Well, it's funny that you say that when you first started reading that series that it was a little bit over your head, but that's the beauty of a great author, that she can just pull you and rein you in, you know, and just make you, not even just make you, but you become excited about the book. You know, I can finish this. So that's the makings of a great author right there.
Absolutely. And I also love those authors where their pen is, it's kind of like the highway. You know, if you're taking a road trip somewhere, it doesn't matter what exit you get off on. It's always something during that when you get off. So that's the one thing I love about a lot of authors that I enjoy reading. That's one of the things, is the fact that their pen can go in so many different directions.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still going in the same direction.
Yeah. It makes it fun. But I think I see a hand up with a 201 area code. Let's bring that person in, see what they have to say about bronchitis.
Hey, boss lady.
Is she on? There she is.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Nene, how you doing?
Oh, man, I was just spectating. I wasn't trying to crash the party. I was just listening. You know, I'm still out here. I had to come down to the Ruby Tuesdays to get me some reception. They got me in the country. But I'm enjoying this little bit of solace. I never knew how much peace I could have until my phone actually does not ring because I have no reception, but I'm actually enjoying it. So, yeah.
That's a good thing.
yes, I'm listening to y'all chopping up about the book. You know, please continue to enjoy the evening. Make sure you give Authoress Red my love. Her career is awesome, as well as Marcus, newbie to the game, but definitely a force to be reckoned with. And tell them to enjoy the clubhouse, and they have an open invitation to definitely come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
for all you guys. You guys that are in the Charlotte area, Nene Capri is in Charlotte. She is in Charlotte, and she is doing a book signing tomorrow from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at Books A Million. And I will make sure that I will read off the address, and I will also put it on the Writing Royalty for all those in North Carolina that want to check out and hook up with Nene Capri this weekend.
Yes, and you girls go ahead, have a wonderful rest of the interview. I'm going to pull out. I'll try to listen in the background for as long as I have reception driving back to the house. And enjoy the guests. Love you guys.
Love you more.
All right. Love you more.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it looks like our first author is in the clubhouse. Would you like to read his bio, Tony?
Sure. Marquez Lewis was born in Newark, New Jersey, and raised in Irvington. After discovering the author's name and her writing, Marquez began writing plenty of short stories, poems, and encouraging women's self-esteem on social network sites. In December 2010 and April 6, 2012, Marquez appeared in publication short poetry book, The Poetic Lounge, Volume 2 and 3. His poems, Weak and I Am a Woman, was selected. Marquez has written many novels, some published and some he is working on. It's Love for Her, Dating Jordan, Words of Wellness, May Your Heart Be Encouraged. With Florida Lisa Charles, I apologize if I botched that name up, Married But Still Single and Lonely. Good Men Still Exist with author Jamila Gomez, The Man Next Door, and his new book releases in April 2014. So that's this month right here, The Road to the Perfect Guy. He is writing a play based off of his novel, Married But Still Single and Lonely, and his Love for Her movie, which subjects to start shooting in the near future. Marquez won the 2013 Best Selling Award and was a runner-up for Author of the Year at One Camera Publishing Banquet in Alpharetta, Georgia. Marquez appeared as an extra football player in the Sherwood Baptist Church second movie, Facing the Giants. He has appeared in Black Albany Georgia Magazine in October 2012 and being the first author in Big in the Street Magazine, Rap Magazine, in May of 2013. He has been interviewed on WASU FM, Albany State Radio Station, in October of 2011, December of 2013. He produced his first play at his church, The Birth of Jesus Christ. Marquez is working on a project with author Nene Capri, the one and only, and other authors called Love is Blind 2, which focuses on domestic violence. All the royalties will go to a women's battle shelter. And with that, let's bring in our first guest this Friday evening.
Hey,
how are you? How are you? Good.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing. Hi. How y'all doing?
Yeah, well, welcome to the clubhouse.
Well, thank you for inviting me. How's everybody doing?
We are excited to have you in the clubhouse, like Risha said.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, I have read Words of Wetness.
Right.
And I didn't finish it only because it was good, but it had a lot. It was an erotic book, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you are starting to get into, or is that something that you've dabbled in over time?
Do you mean like erotica?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I started writing, that was the first thing everybody know me from anyway. They used to call me Zane Son. And that was the first thing I started writing was erotica. To make this big transition from writing from erotica to drama and romance and stuff like that, you know, it's new for me. But, yeah, erotica was the first thing I started writing. I just pretty much write my sex life and just, you know, put characters' names in it. So erotica always been the first thing I always wrote, you know, when I started writing.
Well, as far as the weddings and your sex life, I'm just saying. That book, you need a glass of water, a fan, the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That book wasn't no joke. I had to make sure it was a book. I'm like, it's not a book.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm writing like a part two of it. It'd be called The Wetter the Better. That right there is kind of old right there. So, you know, that I got a little better at writing, especially with my, you know, the adventures that I had. I think Words of Wetness 2 would be a little bit better than that.
Oh, yeah, man. So. Now, is that the genre that you truly enjoy writing? Marcus, this is Tony. Welcome to the clubhouse. But is that the type of reading, the writing that you truly enjoy?
It really doesn't matter. I mean, I love sex. I ain't gonna lie, but so I enjoy writing it. But I don't have a favorite right now, like because I don't dabbed on into the other genres, and all of them are exciting. You know, I just did The Man Next Door. That's a mystery book, and that was very new for me because I thought, you know, a lot of people wouldn't like it. You know what I'm saying? Especially me being a black person writing, you know, Caucasian characters and doing a mystery book. But I think everybody's starting to enjoy it. So I really don't have a favorite yet, but I just know I love sex. And, you know, I just pretty much just, you know, write my sex life. So.
Okay. So when you love something, you usually put your best foot into it. It sounds like you enjoy writing that type of, those type of books.
Yes.
Sounds like I may have to get them in my library. Oh, yes, Tony. That book, yes, you gotta have that in your library, but you gotta make sure you hide it. Make sure it's hidden, so everybody when they open it up, you know, say your Kindle is open, and you know you just gotta be careful. Watch behind you. Make sure people are not watching, because you know then you'll be getting a side eye when they see what's on them pages. Now, Marcus, out of all the books you have written,
mm-hmm.
and on all the different genres, which book did you like the most as far as writing? Which book was the most exciting to you? I know you said they were all exciting, but, you know, sometimes it's like kids. You might have a lot of kids and you like them, but you got that one that's kind of got your little favoritism there. What was one of your books that was just...
It's probably It's Love for Her, because... It's Love for Her is basically a single mom with two kids, you know, struggling her love life, trying to find herself, getting kicked out of her parents' house, dealing with life. And for me to write in a woman's point of view, you know, and I wrote the book in one day, and when people started reading it, it felt I had a lot of people coming to me, like, through Facebook and social media and other stuff. They was like that. It felt like you was writing my life. And I felt like when I wrote that book in one day that was the book that I could not go nowhere. I had nothing to do. I just had to focus on that book because it delivers so many messages for a lot of single mothers out here. And that is, like, the real book. That's the book that I love the most because, you know, it's hard for a man to write a woman's point of view, how the way you feel, and, you know, try to get every emotion you can. So that's the most best book that I love. That's my number one right there. I ain't gonna lie.
Absolutely. Now,
yes.
I know you said that already in your bio that you said that when you started reading Zane's book, that it kind of influenced you. But at that time, what was the inspiration other than her books? What was going on at that time that made you think, you know, I'm just going to go head on and go for it?
Well, you know, when I discovered Zane, like somebody told me about her. And I was like, you know, who is Zane? And they started telling me that she writes erotica books. So I'm not gonna lie, I never read anybody's books. That's the thing about it is I don't read people's books, and I just skim through her stuff to see, like, you know, she just writing stuff that has, I think I can write. And the inspiration was cool. Is like, I love sex. I like to talk about sex. I think I can write sex. And at the time, I was trying to get in movies and stuff like that, trying to get an ATL and Facing the Giants and, you know, and do my acting career. But my mom got sick. So I feel like that was a blessing that I had to stop. And then me being a writer, because I struggled in high school and middle school and college on writing. Like, I couldn't even do a paragraph. And for me to get this blessing to start writing a book, you know, that was like a challenge. So my inspiration was my mom. Even though it was erotica, you know, it was still something that, you know, I felt like I could make some type of, you know, entrance coming in the writing world.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. Now you like a jack of all trades. You
do
poetry, and you write, you're an actor.
Yeah.
Do I see publisher in your future?
People think I should. Like, right now, me and my friend, a filmmaker, we just got finished writing a script. It's called Cheaters Underneath You, and I probably will do a book out of that. But right now, I'm going to be one of the actors in there. Right now, we're about to get ready to shoot the movie in, like, a short film in June, so I'm excited about that.
Sounds like you have a lot on your plate.
Yes, I try to. I always want to stay busy.
And to be so young and focused in what you want to do, that's awesome.
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, do you have writing rituals? Like, when you sit down to get ready to write, you know, is there, like, something that you have to do or some music that has to be playing or a snack that you have to have?
Not really, because if you see me on my social media sites, I write a lot of inspirational relationship things like that. And I could just be vacuuming or whatever, and next thing you know, I just get a message in my head, and I have to stop what I do, and I have to go write it. So when I do get ideas like that, I have to stop whatever I'm doing. I have to go in there, and I just have to write, even if it's like a sentence or whatever, so I can remember it. But I don't have any rituals. It's just like at any moment, any time, whether I'm asleep or whatever I'm doing, I just have to jot it down. And once I start, I can't really stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you say you like to write about sex, and your erotica books sounds like they're pretty hot. Is there a character in any of your books that relates to you most?
Pretty much, like, out of all my books, I try to put myself in there. But, and Words of Witness, that's just all me.
All you, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much all me.
Oh, my.
And any other books, you know, something like The Road to Perfect Guy, Marcus. So I do put myself in there. You know, if I'm the bad guy when I used to be a dog, you know, back in the day to me being a good guy now, I always like to put some of my traits into my books. Because I like to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want people, when people read my books, I want you to feel the reality, you know. As I understand, like, every genre people write and that type of books, but when you read my books, I want you to imagine yourself or, you know, this is how my life is right now, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how I always want you to get a positive note at the end of the book. That's why I was trying to put messages in there and inspire you so when you read this book, hopefully, you know, you're not the only one. That's what I always like to say. You're not the only one who's battling things like that in your life. And so much good stuff can come out. You know, you just got to keep the faith and you just got to be strong and you just got to keep going. So that's what I like to do in my books.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, and you're very – go ahead.
No, go ahead, Felicia.
You're very spiritual. And you wear that on your sleeve, and you're always being so uplifting as far as the posts on your Facebook. Now, have you ever thought about writing a Christian genre book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. It's a Christian romance. It's called Dating Jordan. You know, it's between, you know, a black man and a white lady. And, you know, pretty much it's a Christian novel, and it's those two facing the world, because if you're in an interracial relationship, it's going to come with so much. And the only way you guys are going to be able to get through it, if you guys have God and you keep the faith and you just stick through it, that's the only way that you guys are going to just be successful in your relationships. But, yeah, I've written that one already as well.
Do you ever experience writer's block?
Not yet. I hope not. I don't want to curse myself. But not yet.
That's a good thing. It's still early. Sometimes you just write and write and write, and that pen just won't push anymore.
Right.
Now, we're talking about book-itis today. What book have you read that actually gave you that book-itis, like that, where you can't read nothing else after it? Your stomach been in knots for 2-3 hours. You don't know what to do. The next one don't come out for a year. And, you know, all of those characters have, you know, just solidified into your soul, really. What book have you read that actually gave you some book-itis?
None, really, because I haven't read anybody's book.
Okay.
That's the thing about it. Like, I don't read other people's books. It's not saying nothing. It's just that I didn't imagine myself being an author. And then another thing, I don't want to get any type of ideas from anybody's book as well. So, I mean, eventually I will start. But right now that I have so many ideas, I don't want to seem like, well, I remember reading one of Zane's book or anybody else's book, and I can use that and I can just switch words up. I just want to keep it. I want to keep everything like in the world, in the real world. So I had none right now.
It seems like a lot of authors feel the same way. They don't read because they don't want to absorb what's in their book and unconsciously put it out into something that they're writing.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, Marcus, tell everybody where they can reach you. Any new projects, any tour dates you have coming up?
Well, right now I'm trying to get signed to a company right now. I'm a free agent right now, so hopefully somebody can reach out to me. But you can get at me at my email, marquise.lewis@aol.com. Facebook, Marquise Lewis now. You can also see my Instagram, I am Marquise Lewis, and my website, I am MarquiseLewis.com.
Okay. And any, other than the Love is Blind, do you have any up and coming? You said you have a book coming out this month. Do you have a date for it yet?
No, it got canceled. So right now, I don't have anything coming out right now. I'm just trying to get signed to somebody. Hopefully I can get a book in the near future, but right now, the only thing that I'm really focusing on is this movie and other stuff that I got going on. So I'm trying to do like a comedy film, too, with my character, Rufus the Bus Driver. And I just got so much going on that, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get signed to do the books. If it happens, it happens. If it's not, I like to go ahead and cross over what I really love to do.
It sounds like you're already doing the publishing thing. You're self-publishing, you're independent. Might as well go ahead and put a name and a logo on that and go ahead with it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been telling me that. My mom told me that I should go ahead and start doing it. But, you know, I would like to be signed to somebody. But, you know, I think I can do it. But, you know, whatever God leads to do, I will do it.
Everybody is telling you, especially your mom, you got to listen. It's something there, and you may be inspire someone else, and instead of, you know, looking for someone to sign you, you may be the one that's doing the signing in the future. But it just seems like you already have your own publishing company that's on and popping, and you're doing well.
Right.
And you seem focused on what you're doing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
you have a direction that you want to go in. You have goals, you have certain aspirations and things that you're envisioning as far as your own company. You can turn your publishing company into a entertainment
You can, you know, have your own company where it can go in so many different directions. You know, Marcus Lewis becomes a household name. We just saying,
yeah.
You might want to think about it. So you can add us to the
list. I will. I just got, I got my business license last month, so I already had the name and the logo already. I don't know what I'm waiting on.
So what you waiting on? What you waiting on? Look at here. Don't make us come to New Jersey looking for you.
Will.
You got everything, make it happen. Just go head on and go for it. I say go for it. Step out on faith and make it happen. I think you
Thank
can
you.
Do it. I think you will do well at it. And I think you will be able to take it in so many different directions. 5 years from now, you won't even understand. And you know, you won't be able to wrap your mind around the fact that 5 years prior, you weren't going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm
like,
saying
it
go,
so
go for it.
Thank
right,
you.
Go
That's
ahead, go for it.
Thank you.
Well, we do appreciate you coming on the show. We thank you for giving us this time. We can't wait for your next book to come out. We're waiting on those movies, so when they hit the screen, let us know how we can get them and watch them, and we'll let everybody know what's going on.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and I'm going to get my one click on that Cold Water novel that Alicia was telling me about.
I'm telling you, make sure you watch them behind you. Make sure folks not watching, you know, like you riding on the bus or something. Make sure nobody behind you, because then they're going to be wondering what it is you into. That book is
funny. Right.
Well, you enjoy the rest of your evening, and thanks again for joining us in the clubhouse.
All right, thank y'all. Same to y'all.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Wow, that was wonderful. Awesome. He is really so nice. It was just really comforting, you know, to just sit down and just chop it up with him. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
I like
and
having
he's so focused.
Like that. Yes, isn't he? He needs to go ahead on and get that publishing company going, because I think that he's going to be able to take that great, great places.
I think so, too. But it looks like our next call is in, our next guest is in the, is on the line. You want to read Miss Red's bio?
Talented author Red. She is a single mom of three. She resides in Memphis, Tennessee. She began writing years ago as a hobby, and she would jot down everything in her notebook. It was a pleasant way to relieve stress, to get all of her frustrations out. And so one day, it became so much more. After being incarcerated for a brief period of time, she realized that it was her passion and also a way to try to reach out to other women so that they wouldn't make the same type of mistakes. In 2012, she came out with her first book entitled Gutta and has been growing strong ever since. As of today, she has 8 novels out with another one on the way. Uh-oh, she's about to do some things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in the talented Miss Author Fred.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey,
hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, ladies?
We are good.
Fine.
We're excited to have you.
Okay, thank you. And actually, I have 10 books out now.
Oh,
we're going
well.
On number 11.
Uh-oh. All right now.
Yes, ma'am.
That's even better.
Is that the, so did you extend the Gutta series?
It's actually a Gutta book coming out this month called Even More Gutta, which is actually supposed to be the finale. But I don't know because my fans, I don't know if they want it to end or not yet. I think I'm going to leave it up to them. To let me know what they want me to do after this one.
So you like, as long as y'all reading, I'm writing. We all stop reading.
Because
she's
a very interesting character, and you can just do so many things with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That plays into our topic. Our topic tonight, bookitis. That kind of sounds like what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. I mean, if you begin to read the Gutta series, I do think that it can be addictive because of the characters. It's a lot of lovable characters in the book. So it is easy to become addicted.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now John Marcus O'Neill, he's something else. I don't know. He's something.
Yes,
he's something
I love
else.
Him.
He's something else.
Yeah, Team Marcus all day long.
Now, is that one of your favorite series that
I
you've
love
so
them.
Far?
Oh, God, I love them all. Oh, actually, I'm very close to Gutter. And also, I would say Dwayne. I love him. I mean, he's just, he's the friend every girlfriend needs in their life. So I love him to death. And, I mean, I love Paco and I love Tony. I love all of them. I'm a tech. Uh-huh.
So out of all of your characters that you have created, which one do you relate to the most?
Gutter.
You relate to Gutter the most?
Yeah, I think she's like alter ego. I mean,
okay.
Some of the things that she does, you wish that you could get away with, but you know you can't. But... anyway, she's just, I mean, I don't know. I just like the way that she is so loyal to her friend. And, you know, that's something that's a rarity nowadays. So I really love her loyalty. I love it.
Okay. Well, it looks like another book I have to get in my library.
I mean, because a lot of people think Gutter is like an action word, but it's actually a female. And she is something else to be reckoned with. So you definitely should check her out.
Sounds like I'll be on Amazon after the show tonight.
You know, Busta, you know she's writing this down. She's going to one-click it.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate the support.
I love one.
I think
the
series definitely gets better. It has grown, like, it gets better with each one to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, just the bond that all, the friendship that they all have with one another and the way that they are down for one another and how they go up against the enemies and stuff together, it's cold. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Now you're 11 books in. From the first time you put your 10 books in, coming on 11, from the first time
right.
you actually put the pen to the paper and decided, like, this is what I'm going to do. Tell us what your path has been like to get to the successful author you are today.
Well, I feel that I write from the heart, and I feel that I've been through a lot as far as in relationships. Physical abuse, mental abuse, you name it, I've pretty much been through it. And I feel that I know because I'm speaking from experience, so I'm not just writing things down, you know, without, mm-hmm. you know, not having any experience on them. You know, I know as a woman that we all have been, what's the word, a fool for
mm-hmm.
a man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think that it's one woman that can't say that she's not ever been a fool for a man. Maybe not a damn fool, but a fool, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I live and I learn. Some people never learn, you know. And for me, you know, even though a lot of people might feel that my writing is really raw and uncut, I mean, that is what it is. I'm not, you know, if you're looking for an angelic story, I'm not the
mm-hmm.
author for you. And I'm not going to apologize for... you know, my writing, because that is my style, and I feel that if you, you know, get to know me as an author and get to read my books and, like, feel where I'm coming from, like, a lot of women can relate. Some women cannot because they have not been through a lot of the things that I've been through, so I can understand that. But if, you know, you do, you know, kind of can get down with the raw and uncut urban mm-hmm. fiction, and me just telling it like it is, like what I see every day, growing up in South Memphis, living in the projects, you know, things of that nature, believe that you will find it will be a point to it in the end, especially if it's a series. I do make valid points, you know, in what I'm saying. So, you know, mm-hmm. I just feel that lessons can be learned from reading the book.
Now, as have you always been interested in writing? I mean, was there something that you developed later in life? When you were younger, did you read a lot?
It just started becoming serious over the last few years because I was just going through a lot and just really trying to find myself. Mm-hmm. And once I, sat down and I would always write in notebooks. Like, I still have notebooks of stuff, like a bag full of stuff, that I used to write on back in the day. But I just thought that I was just messing around, But, it just started to become a little bit more meaningful to me as I got older and just wanted to think, like, Red, what are you going to do with your life? You know what I'm saying? You need to set some goals. You just can't just go on and not know, what your purpose is for being here on this earth. And I just don't feel that it's to work for somebody else. It's just for me, it's just I feel that I'm here to help others as well as myself and to leave a legacy for my kids. So writing became more passionate for me, and it just means something to me, and it makes me happy. And so now that I'm beginning to learn myself and know more about myself, I know that this is what does it for me, and I'm blessed because a lot of people don't know what their calling is or what they're put here for. But for me, I know, that this is what I live to do.
Absolutely. Now, when you decided to start Gutter Publications, tell us what was going on at that time. Were you signed to another publishing house? Were you independent? What was going on that made you say, I'm just going to go ahead on and do me?
Well, I started off and I was writing. I was a little lost at first, because Gutter was my first book. So as you read, you will see my growth and everything. But ran across Cash. Street Lit Arthur Cash, he came to me, actually, and I guess he must have seen something in me because he had been reading Gutter, and he just sort of, took me under his wing, and he pretty much mentored me, and I learned so much from him during that process, and it just made me want to do it even more, So I just came up with the Gutter publication thing because actually my daughter's nickname is Gutter because she was pretty gutter back in the day. She's 21 now, so she's calmed down a little bit. But the whole concept of Gutter was because of my daughter, Kedra. And so, the name meant a lot to me, so I took it further and wanted to name my publication after her.
Oh, wow.
She was my firstborn. So to me, it just took it to a whole nother level. And even though when I first started, I had always told Cash that I intended on having authors, but I told him that I wanted to, get out there and learn some stuff for myself before I started taking others under my wing. So, now that I've done that, I have my first author, and she's doing very well on the charts. She's like number 10, I think, in Urban Life with her new book, Situationships. Her name is Kim K, and she's doing really well.
Okay, say her name again.
Kim K. That's her author name. Her real name is Kimberly Frierson. But her book name, that we call her Kim K.
That's exciting.
Well, shout out to Kim K. Keep your cyber eyes open. Get those one touch popping. I'm hearing this might be a good one. I'm going to have to get Kim K myself.
I've read quite a bit of it. It's a pretty good book about three ladies finding love and going through all the obstacles to get there. So I think that it would be something you guys would be interested in. You should check her out, definitely.
But I have a list going here.
Right.
And also, now, I'm also going to sign probably two more authors coming very soon. I'm in the process of one signing now, and I have another one that's getting her stuff together to send in as well. I just really want to help authors, new authors, you know, get their work out there, because like Kimberly, she's really a good writer, and I wanted everybody to see that. I saw it in her, like, instantly when I first started reading what she sent to me. And so I'm in the position now where I can help others, so I'm that type of woman where I'm going to do what I can do, you know, like mentor her and, you know, get her prepared for this world. And as she becomes better, if she decides to leave, that's fine. And, you know, spread her wings, you know. I'm never going to try to hold anybody back, but as long as they want to stay on my team, I welcome them with open arms.
That's a great thing. Absolutely. Now, we have a call online. Do you mind taking a call?
No, I don't mind.
Does she want me to bring that caller in?
I could bring them in. We got 862-234. You are live in
hey,
the
ladies.
Clubhouse with Authors Red.
Hey, Tony
hey,
and Alicia. This is the one and only CAW. How y'all doing?
Hey,
how
are you?
How you doing? I just called in to show you guys some support. That was
thank
all.
Yeah. But thank you so
really
much.
I appreciate that. Do you have any questions or have you read Authors Red's work?
No.
Well,
I'm just
better.
Calling
it's
in to show
book.
You guys some support, so I'm about to say my goodbyes.
Well, thank
well,
we you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Always supporting us, Tanisha. We thank you so much.
You know it. I got to.
Thank you, girl.
All right.
Continue to listen and enjoy the show.
Yes. Awesome that you have these promising new authors coming up. Authors Red. It sounds like it's really exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. I'm geeked.
I do have a question, though, about one of your series. Enough of No Love. Tell everybody
Why?
A little bit about that series. I love the cover.
It's about female Nicolette Winters and all the obstacles that she goes through in a relationship with Kilo, which is her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, it's like a lot of drama that they go through. And I guess it gets to the point where, you know, she's had enough. And, you know, it just shows, like, the different stages that they go through. And also, you know, when it comes to the end, the growth that they both find, you know, at the end of everything. So it's very full of drama. So if you like drama, then that is definitely the series for you because it is full of drama. So, but I mean, I really that series really touched me. The last book, I cried like a baby when I finished. I don't know. It just did something to me because that's the first series that actually ended, like came to an end for me. And
mm-hmm.
I took it really, really, really hard. Yes,
really?
I did. Yeah, it, because I had grown so, you know, close to the characters. And, I mean, it's just, but I took Nicolette on with me to Gutter Girls. But I don't know. It just did something to me. I just can't even explain it. That was my first time in the series, and I guess for an author, that can be hard, you know.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you had bookitis on your own series.
I guess so. When I tell you I cried my butt off, I cried. I did. I did book.
Uh-huh.
And then it just was some touching moments in that book that really made me cry a lot. And I noticed that by the reviews that a lot of other people were crying as well. So I guess it was just one of those books that really touched you. And, like, the part two was Yoruba. Yoruba? Is that it? Yoruba? Bestsellers?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
It was on that list for last year. It's, like, number 12, one of the best books, in their opinion.
Oh, wow.
So I think it touched me. Part two was more funny, though, than emotional. But part three was, like, emotional and funny.
Definitely. Now, as a new fan of yours, which series would you suggest I start with? The Gutter series or the series you're talking about now?
I mean, it depends on your, I mean, if you like murder mixed with drama and comedy, all in, you know, wrapped into one, maybe a little sex here and there or whatever, then I would suggest Gutter.
Mm-hmm.
But if
yeah.
you,
mm-hmm.
because it's a lot of murdering and maybe in that. So maybe if you like that type of thing, I would suggest the Gutter series. But Enough of No Love is just more of relationship related.
Okay.
What a woman goes through with like a hoish man. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, about finding out who your friends are and about loyalty and that type of thing. So not saying it now, I ain't going to say no. Nicolette is a little violent when pushed because she's a little, you know, she's on meds. So she's not exactly just a calm person at times. So she's
mm-hmm.
had some issues as well, but she's not as violent as Gutter. Gutter is a serial killer. So she's a little bit more, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit more, I don't know. It's just, you have to read it. You have to read it.
Yeah.
You have to read
it. See, I'm a huge Cash fan. I'm Team Cash, and I'm a huge Nene fan, and I'm a huge Bebo, so I can get a mix of all of those in there. So murder and all that other stuff is just makes it that much more juicy.
Well, yeah,
right.
Well, then
you
want to start with Gutter.
Yeah,
she's a man.
Like you got a big old melting pot going on. I don't think
that's,
it really matter
true.
What series you start with. It's going to all kind of probably have you all over the place, ups, downs,
well,
sideways,
it is. It's,
falling
it's
off the
street.
Chair.
I'll tell you, it's pretty street. So if you like street type stuff, I mean.
I do.
I just think, you know, and it's just from the hood. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I tell people, if you can't take it, you know, you can't stand the heat, then, you know, get out the kitchen.
Absolutely. Well, we want to try to get them one cooks popping. Sounds like good. It's a winner. I'm going to get that the second book. We only got about 90 seconds left. Authoress Red, we love that you came on. We are so honored and we appreciate you. Will you tell everybody where they can find you, any tour dates, any up-and-coming projects you got going?
Well, actually, I have Can't Raise a Man Part 2, which will be coming out next month. And you can also, like, find out things about me at my authoress page on Amazon.com. Which will also give you my blog website, and also you can reach me at authoressred on Twitter. I also have a Tumblr page, authoressred on Tumblr. Let me see, where else am I? Instagram at authoressred. So, you know, but I also have an Authoress Red page on Facebook that will tell you about any upcoming events or whatever. One page is called Authoress Red, and one is called Flame, which is my other name that I go by when I want to get real nasty. So,
oh, we got a lot of too. I'm going to have to find out what Flame is about. Well, we so appreciate you taking this time out with us. And just
thank you for having me.
Clubhouse. We thank you so much. She is so sweet, Tony.
She is
one of the sweetest authors. Yes, she is.
I'm just cool. I'm down to earth. I'm just, you know, I'm real. So, you know, I'm not with the bullshit at all. So,
I enjoyed getting to know you.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, it was nice talking to you ladies as well. Thanks for your support.
Also,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Nene is on tour, but she sent her love.
Oh, Nene Capri. I love you, Nene Capri.
She called in right before you called in, but she's on tour, so she wasn't able to sit on the phone and chit-chat and chop it up with you, but she did send her love, and we so appreciate
you. Oh, thank you.
We want you to come back in the clubhouse, bring one of your
sure.
actors, and y'all come and kick it with us again.
Sure, I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Please do, and we truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great evening now.
All right, you too.
And that's it for the Author Spotlight Friday. We thank you guys for joining, for streaming, for supporting us, for listening. Anything you want to say before we go, Tony?
No, I had a ball, as usual, with my co-host, the beautiful Miss Bisha, and I truly enjoyed the two authors that we had on our first Friday night Spotlight Author. So it was fun.
Absolutely. So we will see you guys next time. Don't forget, we got Latanya West and Author Serenity Hall in the clubhouse with us tomorrow night. See you guys tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Thanks for kicking it with the clubhouse.